All right, good morning. Welcome back. This is the I Am Sorry About Last Night podcast, part of the Social Podcast Network, www.socialpodcastnetwork.com. Local folks doing local podcasts. Good morning. It is June the 12th, 2023. Beautiful day here on the East Coast. Hope it's awesome wherever you are. Hope you had a great weekend. It is Monday. Back to the grind. Great weekend. Nothing special, right? Just hanging out, just enjoying the beginning of summer. The kids are out of school, which is like a big deal, right? It's a big deal for them, obviously, but it's a big deal for, you know, parents, because there's a lot of responsibilities that come along with getting your kids off to school. And, you know, it's just nice to have a break. Making lunches is one of them. You know, I'm not complaining. I get to. I love it. But there are days, right? And just the cost of everything has been going up so much that, you know, to make your kids' lunches at home, it gets expensive. Everything's expensive. So it's just sort of the way it is. So I guess what I'm saying is just grateful to have a little break. Blessed we get to do that, but we'll take a little break. We had the big, my son had his piano recital this weekend, which was awesome. Not sure he'll be becoming a professional piano player, but I know that he did it, right? And he did it fine. It's so cute, right? These kids and the piano and their little recital. It was really cool. A lot of fun. Got to do that. So that was something we did yesterday. And then I had a paddle practice yesterday out in the bay. Just beautiful. I am beside myself, really, when it comes to this paddling. It is one of these things that is an absolute pain in the ass, right? Absolute torture. Brutal workout, total grind. And just love it. Just love it. I was out yesterday. It's getting hot. Like yesterday it was in the 80s. It was hot. So I was just wearing a t-shirt and, you know, shorts and stuff. But at some point we got to one point and I just jumped in the ocean. I'm like, I love it. Got in the ocean, swam around a bit. One of the other guys that was out paddling, he jumped in. It's just great to get back to the ocean. I don't know if there's actually something magical about it. I do think it's interesting, and I think about this stuff when I'm out there paddling, is how this, you know, this body of water, or the ocean, which is, you know, obviously you can't drink it, right, because it's so salty, but it's like this secret sauce, right, that just sort of, it's the lifeblood of the planet. Maybe, maybe not. I don't know. This is just something I'm tripping out on when I'm out there paddling, because, you know, we're paddling across this huge body of water full of fish and animals, and I guess they're not really animals, right? Well, I guess, I mean, whatever, seals and dolphins and mammals and whatever, all the cool stuff that's in the ocean. But it's just like, it's like one of these, it's so unexplored, right? I mean, we've explored it, but there's so much to it. And I don't know, it just makes me very overwhelmed when I'm out paddling on the ocean. And so we were in the bay yesterday, so it is the ocean, but wasn't out in the middle of the ocean, right? We were just kind of flirting with the edge of it. But it was just really awesome, just grateful, grateful, grateful to be sober today. I would not be doing that if I was not. And if I was doing it and I wasn't sober, I wouldn't be getting the wonderful benefits that I do get from it, which is really spiritual stuff, right? For me, at least. Very humbling, right? It's not something I'm great at. So I have to step back a bit, right? Because if I'm not great at something, typically I won't want to do it. I mean, why embarrass myself? But this is one of those things that's just not comfortable to do, but I'm trying it anyway, right? Started off as a favor to my buddy Dave and just have fallen in love with it. It was just really great yesterday, and, you know, but still struggling a bit, you know, not minding my own business. You know, I remember one of the first things that I heard was people's opinion of me is none of my business, right? Which in general just says, hey, mind your own business, period, right? Stay on your square. Don't worry about other people. And your life will probably be a little bit smoother, right? It's when I start getting my nose into other people's squares, getting worrying about what other people are doing, right? And I'll never forget, someone said, mind your own business, right? It's none of your business. And you can be aware of that. Like, I can be like, hey, man, clearly what that's going on is out of my pay range, right? It's none of my business. It's not out of my league. One of the things, I didn't purposely do it. It would be pointed out to me later. It was one of the things that I did do, is you just sort of get in someone's business and then you sort of try to help them fix them, right? Or fix something. Unintentional, right? I didn't really, maybe that comes from just being in, I could see like in elementary school, you know, a kid having something and everybody wanted to be, you know, what is that? You know, and just, I don't know, it's like elementary school almost, just getting in someone else's business. And I remember when I came into the program and hearing that, hey, man, mind your own business. And I thought that was pretty amazing. And so I have to keep reminding myself that I need to keep minding my own business, because when you're dealing with a group of people, it's real easy to get your nose stuck in some of these situations. Such a good song. That is live from Buenos Aires. I guess the album is live in Buenos Aires. So, such a great band. Coldplay. Great song. But yeah, it is. It was really cool when I found out that I could mind my own business, right? I don't know if it was cool to find out I could mind my own business, or it was a bummer to find out that I keep poking in other people's business. I think that was a shocker as well. But today is nice. You know, as a sober person, I do not have to get involved. And when you're involved in, whether it's a HOA, right, a paddling club, a business, whatever it is, you have definitely different personalities. And I have found that it's easier for me to just keep my mouth shut. Right? I try to just keep my mouth shut. I just try to show up, do what I'm supposed to do, right? And then I just sort of stay out of it. And we had a race. I know I talked about it. We had a race a couple weeks ago, and it was not a great. It was not a great experience because the weather turned out to be really crappy. It was really foggy. Then the wind got bad, and then you mix that in with a bunch of people that want to paddle, and then you have a bunch of people that are concerned about paddling, and then you have people that are just like, let's just be honest, man. Paddling's tough, right? So you have a lot of different levels here, and so at some point, you know, we kind of all get into a group and then we decide the race is on. And then a few adjustments, one of them being a delay, and then a few adjustments to the race as the delay goes on. And then finally we're left with this sort of half race. I don't know, but we end up in the boats. The next thing you know, we're in the water, and then communication sort of falls apart out there. And the next thing you know, the race is canceled, right? The race is canceled. But at this point we're in the boats, right? We're out there in the bay. We're ready to paddle. Someone suggests that we just go to this first buoy. Whatever. The point is that off we go, right? And you know, I knew there was going to be sort of a challenge because we hadn't, you know, most situations in life you come across that you can have communication, right? You can say, hey, guys, I'm not sure, right? I'm not sure I want to do this. You do, okay, and then there's a conversation, and then you determine something, and then everybody either is on board, or some people that aren't on board get off board, right? And then we just move forward. But we sort of had this situation where we're just all kind of out there, and we did it, right? But the conditions were not good, right? And I, it was fine, but it was a little sketchy. I felt like maybe there was some people that weren't quite as excited about doing the paddle as other people. I was one of them. I wasn't thrilled. But when they say go, I start paddling. It's, you know, I try to do my best, but I wasn't thrilled with the idea. The waves were really high. It was a little sketchy. Point being, you know, in the end, right, we're all said and done. And we never really quite came together as a group afterwards. We all just sort of went our own way. And apparently there were some people that were concerned about the conditions, yada, yada, yada. We get to this point yesterday, and my buddy Dave has to sort of, you know, have a little speech, which is basically, you know, it's hard to kind of guide this group, right, and then still be a leader, right? You also, you know, and it seems like times have changed, right, in the last few years. You just don't stand up and say, I'm the leader. If you don't like it, shut your mouth, or shut your mouth. I'm the leader. If you don't like it, get out, right? 4 years ago, 3 years ago, we'd been like, right, get you, Dave. But now, you know, people are like, hey, man, that's harsh, right? He did not say that. But at some point, you have to stand up, right? And so just trying to get all this stuff in balance, it is, it's great. I give a lot of credit to my buddy Dave. It is a, like he says, trying to herd a group of cats, right? And one of the, they have some great sayings in paddling, Hawaiian sayings, and I don't know them. But one of them was basically, you know, be prepared for the unexpected, right? These plans tend to change. You are herding a group of cats together, and sometimes people make it, sometimes they don't, right? You're just always trying to figure it out. The other thing that's tough about this group is that, you know, some people are a little stronger, some people are just learning, right? We are building a paddle group, right? Dave is building this group, and you're bringing people together from all, you know, walks of life, right? You know, the older folks, a little younger, middle-aged, and you're just trying to figure it out, you know, and sometimes we get put together, and it's tough, right? I've seen a couple times where we're out paddling pretty hard, and, you know, maybe there was someone new to the boat, and they're like, that was a lot more than I thought. I'm actually going to get out, right? And some people are like, hey, that was really difficult, but I'm gonna get better. Like myself, I thought it was super hard, but I like the challenge. I do enjoy it. So in the end, the point of all this is that I'm just grateful I'm sober, right? I'm grateful that I have serenity because, you know, a couple folks got into a little bit of a tense conversation. I wouldn't say it was an argument. It was definitely tense. A little bit of a disagreement. And I said, you know, at some point, you know, you're just going to have to use a serenity prayer on this one, right? You know, God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. And there's a lot of great lessons to be learned. And like I told Dave, I said, you know, one of the things that we maybe should have done is all sort of came together as a group, right? After this, the race or whatever we call it, and sort of debriefed, right? Sort of aired out our opinions, and because, you know, some, like my buddy Matt used to say, talking about things out loud cuts the power of it in half. And when people don't have positive thoughts, you know, they sit on them for a few days, they kind of fester. So, you know, that I think would be a good idea is if there is something like that, because it was challenging, right? It was weather. You're trying to paddle. You know, some people came. Drove an hour, right, to get there. You're trying to figure out, you know, you want to accommodate the ones that want to paddle. There's probably some that are hoping that we call it off. I mean, I was partially hoping they would call it off just because of the weather, but I was like, whatever, you know. And that's the other thing. I've sort of changed my whole perspective is just that I'm just going to get in this boat and I'm going to paddle, right? I don't care how fast we go. I don't care where we go. I'm just going to do my paddle and just sort of focus in on that and not worry about a lot of the other stuff. And that's what I did yesterday. I just, you know, because in the end, I do love the workout, right? It's just a, it's really a great workout. And I don't know. I don't know how that whole thing just turned into a pedal talk, but I guess what my point is that I like that. I like how Dave is trying to, and he's the coach, you know, trying to incorporate everyone's feelings, right? Trying to, you know, work it and maneuver it so that we can get this club. But he had, he said it was, there was a word, basically like chirping, right? You get a group and then you'll start to get a couple people start to chirp, right? Chirp, 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 you know, did you see that? Or wonder why this was that way. And then this chirping, right, can start to undermine the club. Right, they talk about this little bit of chirping, and it's all of a sudden it undermines the club, and then the club can fall apart because of this uncontested chirping. Right, and so what Dave's message was yesterday is like we got to avoid that. Right, we have to talk to one another and stay as a group. If we start to separate into smaller groups and start chirping, right, and start picking apart, you know, and undermining the group, it'll kill us. And that's a lot like, for me, is a lot like recovery, right? You know, because that disease I have, it's always freaking chirping, right? It's always, you know, and it's so subtle, right? There's days it's like super strong. There's days it's super weak. There's days it's super cunning. There's days where it just comes at me a certain way and I'm just in shock, right? I'll never forget when I drank, right? From when I was over in Easton, just how easy that was, right? All of the armor and hard work that I'd put into trying to protect myself from that moment, and it just showed up so subtly. You know, Tom, you should try drinking. And I was like, yeah. It's like, look how good you've done. It just got me right at the right time, right? And the next thing you know, I am back off to the races. So, you know, it's always just trying to protect that. And you know, we use some of that same philosophy in recovery. We can use that same philosophy in other things in our life, right? In paddle clubs, right? Or a bridge club or whatever it is, pickleball. You know, you have to have, you know, conversation, right? Some people just have to realize maybe they're best just keeping their mouth, you know, closed, like myself. I don't like to open my mouth and talk about these things. For some reason, when I do, I have a tone or something about me that just isn't nice. Right, like I'll say something, people are like, "Oh my God, I can't believe you just said that." I'm like, "Oh shit, I don't know." So I've learned I just shouldn't say anything because I just have a cold, harsh tone, right? Like I don't sugarcoat it, and apparently that upsets folks. So I just stay out of it, right? Like the other day, I just told Dave, I said, "You know, it's probably going to have to refer to the Serenity Prayer on this one, buddy. You know, this is a." There's a lot of thought in the Serenity Prayer, and I would use it on this one. But anyway, it's like getting sober, and you know these. Like I said last week, we were on the sixth step. Somehow, that's right. There was a person that came in that had been struggling. Reverted back to the first step. I'm imagining we were going to start back on the sixth step. I did not bring. Hold on. I know I read it last week, but I'm going to read it. We'll read a little bit of it. It's a little confusing, I think, for me, a little bit. Step six, we're entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. Yeah. Well, I think anytime I'm thinking about working on a defect of character, right, anytime I'm humble enough or I'm willing, I mean, that is starting to have that relationship with the higher power, right? And so when we're entirely ready to remove all these defects of character, Let's see. Oh, my God. Let's see. We're entirely ready to have God. Okay, so... You know, anytime I think we're even entirely ready to start working on something, we're probably, you know, have God in our life anyway, I would imagine. I mean, I know for me, and if I'm willing to work on this, that means I'm taking a humble position. So that means I have a higher power relationship. I'm starting it, or I'm in the middle of it, or I'm, you know, continuing it. It's a, it, you know, to address it, for me, it feels like I'm addressing and creating a spiritual relationship with a higher power. Not addressing it means that I'm not, right? That means that I'm listening to a different voice. Because in the end, for me, it's always a voice. It's always a suggestion. It's always a thought. It's always a frame of mind, right? You know, I can be in the frame of mind where I want to work on stuff, right? I'm humbled, right? I've been beat down. I'm willing. And then I can also be in a position where I don't want to, right? I just don't feel like it. It's too much. Self is inconvenienced. You know, it happens a lot with my kids. My kids want to do something. I'm like, no, I am not doing that tonight. Let's go to the pool. Let's go play basketball. Let's go for a bike ride. Daddy, let's go for a 10-mile walk. I am not doing that, right? There's a voice that says it. We're not doing it. Don't tell her no, right? And then sometimes there's a voice that's like, yeah, let's do that, right? Tell them we're in, right? We want to do it. And so it's just trying to figure out where I'm at as far as my frame of mind goes when it comes to some of these things. And if I'm willing, right, if I'm even at the sixth step, right, you know, that's one of the things about this that I've been noticing and that I pay attention to is how long it's taken me to work these steps, right, correctly, or at least in the right frame of mind, I feel. Years, right? I'm always amazed when it feels like this program is looking for you to kind of get these steps done in like the first year or something. I don't even know what the real timeline is. I guess, you know, after a year, I think, I don't know. I don't know what the timeline is. I felt like when I first got sober, my first sponsor said, you really have nothing to say for the first year, so just sit there and shut up. And I was like, no problem. I like that idea. And I don't really recall. I mean, I remember working with Mike R. and trying to start to kind of look at the steps, right? But I was so fucking crazy at that time. I mean, just so out of my mind or so lost from my mind. I had no idea what I was doing. So I guess it's all right to start dipping your toe into the pool of the steps, right? But, you know, to really dive into them, I mean, it's a process for me. At least for me it was. Just keep working on it, right? Keep working on it, and it definitely gets better. You got to drop that rock, right? I do love the sixth and seventh step because this is where you start really, you know, in the fifth step we found sober and peace of mind. And now in the sixth step, we start learning about dropping this, you know, cleaning up this stuff, right? Dropping these rocks, you know, figuring out how to get to that Serenity Island, which is huge, man. It is huge. All right, I'm going to read the daily reflections. I got some stuff to do. I still got to figure out what I'm going to do about a car. Maybe go deal with that. We have, they're repaving our, not repaving, they're finishing our road in our house, in our development today. So we sort of got kicked out of there, but it's also raining. So I don't know what that's going to be. We'll see. Yeah. All right. Let me see here. Daily reflections. All right. Forming truth partnerships, June 12th. But it is from our twisted relations with family, friends, and society at large that many of us have suffered the most. We have been especially stupid and stubborn about them. The primary fact that we fail to recognize is our total inability to form a true partnership with another human being. Yes. Yeah. Yeah, I've always thought that was... It's funny, what I used to think were friends, right, or real relationships, were not, right? I'm even struggling with that a little bit now. You know, I came into this program just a sponge, a broken down sponge, right? And I brought a few people into my life because they were sober and they were doing great things. Doesn't always mean that they're fantastic friends, right? And, you know, over the years I've had to learn, and I'm sure over the years people have had to learn whether I'm a person that's worthy of being a friend. And I would think I am, but I know we got all have our little things. So But, you know, I used to say, oh, this person's sober. That means they're awesome. Not always the case. Not always the case. Not being catty, but so I agree. It's hard. You know, it's hard. Can these words apply to me? Am I still unable to form a true partnership with another human being? What a terrible handicap that would be for me to carry into my sober life. In my sobriety, I will meditate and pray to discover how I may be a trusted friend and companion. Yeah. Yeah, interesting. Interesting. I have struggled with being a people pleaser all my life, right? Because that allowed me to be a good person, right? The more I please, the harder I work, the more people hopefully will like me. And I carried that into being sober. I still carry it a little bit in today. I do want people to be happy, but not as much as I used to, right? I have nothing to prove. I have nothing to gain by your happiness other than just, you know, interacting. I do, which I do enjoy today. I have a lot of, you know, as a hairdresser, I have a lot of clients and, you know, I'm trying to build this, you know, it's a relationship, right? Whether it's, you know, once every 6 weeks, you know, once every 4 weeks, but it's a relationship. People come to the salon consistently expecting to see me in pretty much hopefully the same way they see me every time, which is, you know, pretty vanilla, right? Pretty neutral. I don't need to be really wild. I don't need to be really low. And so we're building that relationship. But I can tell you, as a person that came in the program early on as a people pleaser, you know, there's a lot of fucked up people in this program. I still deal with them. Just because we're sober, right? We see each other for that hour and we're like, oh, what's happening? And then you see people out of the rooms. And, you know, we're not always as great. And that even means me, right? I have my moments. So be careful, you know, pick and choose wisely. But when you find good friends, you know, figure out how to have that relationship, how to be, you know, a good partner, right? A good partner in friendship. All right. I don't know. It is Monday. I just thought I would sit in here and see what I could do. I didn't mean to get into the paddle chat, but I do believe it all sort of kind of goes around what we're trying to do about being sober. You know, I bring my sobriety and serenity into everything that I try to do today, whether it's working, whether it's paddling, whether it's my family, whether it's this podcast, right? It's trying to be humble, right? Trying to give and take, trying to coexist with others, right? Trying to figure out the lines we draw in the sand, where, when it's too far, right? Trying to keep that serenity, right? And in the end, for me, it's all about, in the end, not drinking, right? Not drinking. My wife was saying to me the other day that she worries, she was worried about something. And I'm like, well, what would you be worried about? And she goes, I don't know. I don't want you to drink. And I'm like, no, I am not freaking drinking over that, right? I have been down the road and I have had that drink and it is not worth it. And whew, it's hard to get that sobriety back. So nope, we'll not be doing that. But people still worry about us, right? All right, listen, have a great day and we'll catch you later. Bye.